What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys and ladies, first of all, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Guys, today we're going to be continuing week two. We're going to be continuing week number two of the NFL season. All the games should be kicking off in like 15-20 minutes. But guys, I decided to come on here today. I want to talk about the Giants. I want to talk about the Giants today. The Giants are going to be going to play the Arizona Cardinals. I'm excited for this game. Every Giants fan is going to see a rejuvenated Giants team. I think we're going to see a Giants team that's ready to play. Week one, we can move on from that. I feel like we're going to be much more focused, and I can see us dominating on both ends of the ball. We're facing a Cardinals team that's rebuilding, that doesn't have their starting quarterback in. Even if Kyler Murray did play, I still think we could win this game. We should win this game. The reason why I came on here today is because I have another list I want to share with you guys today. My list for today, I'm going to be including my four reasons why the Giants will take down the Cardinals in their week two matchup. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So, following one of, if not the worst season openers in franchise history, the Giants are set to face off against the Arizona Cardinals on the road. The Cardinals are looking like they could be a bottom feeder team in the NFL this season, so there are no excuses for the Giants to not win this game if they wish to be a playoff squad once again. The Giants can't take this game lightly. The Cardinals aren't very good by any means, but the Giants cannot afford to fall into another trap. Despite this, we have all the confidence in the world that week one was a fluke, and the Giants will enter week two ready to dominate the Cardinals. So that being said, I'm going to be giving you guys my four reasons why the Giants will beat the Cardinals this Sunday. Number one, you guys know I'm a defensive guy. Number one, the Giants defense will step up. We're going up against a very young Cardinals offense. We should dominate up front, and the secondary. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how the secondary does against the Cardinals receiving core. Because the Cardinals have some playmakers. They got Marquise Brown, former Baltimore Raven. They got Rondell Moore, who's no scrub. They got some pieces. But I feel like Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins III is going to step up. Here's why I feel like we can win this game. The Giants defense will step up. Despite the ridiculous 40-0 blowout the Giants were handed last Sunday. The Giants defense held up surprisingly well. I mean, the Cowboys only scored 10 points in the first half against the Giants defense, and Dak Prescott struggled to find open receivers for the majority of the game. Keep in mind, this was against the Cowboys, who are levels better than the Cardinals. Last week, the Cardinals managed to score 16 points without an offensive touchdown against the Commanders. Both Washington and the Giants have similar defenses. And in all honesty, there's a real chance that the Giants have the better core. This makes for what should be an easy matchup for the Giants defensively. The Giants defense managed to hold Dak Prescott to just 13 completions on 24 attempts for only 143 yards and 0 touchdowns last week. Considering that they're going up against Joshua Dobbs, a much worse quarterback than Dak Prescott, the Giants secondary should feast. Alongside this, the Giants pass rushers will be hungry following a quiet week. Now, I doubt that Kayvon Thibodeau will register zero pressures again, although Aziz Ojulari will likely be missing this game with his hamstring injury. So look for Jihad Ward to make a splash with extensive playing time. So yeah, that's my first reason why the Giants will beat the Cardinals. My second reason is this. The Giants, they're going to be coming into this game with, the Giants are going to be coming into this game having a fire lit under them after an embarrassing loss. The Giants are going to be going into this, they're going to be, look at the G-men, they're going to be going into this game pissed off, and they're going to use all their anger on the Cardinals, you know? That's my second reason. Here's why. I mean, after the way in which the Giants were dominated and embarrassed on national television, we have to imagine that the Giants will have a fire lit under them. You know, New York was very clearly not prepared for the Cowboys and took this game lightly. This time around, I'm confident that Brian Daboll will have the Giants ready to play from the start in week two. You know, look at New York has utterly, you know, embarrassed to the point. You know, New York was utterly embarrassed to the point where the Cowboys pass rushers were making jokes about them on the sidelines. This is unacceptable. And I hope that Brian Daboll shows the team this clip in order to make them understand how bad this loss was. You know, in no world should players like Osa Adegwa, I can't even say his last name. You know, Osa Adegwazwa and Dorrance Armstrong dominate any team's offensive line. You know, look it. It's crazy. So, I mean, the Cardinals don't have a great defensive line. They have some guys who could give the Giants issues. Last weekend against the Commanders, Arizona posted 6 sacks. You know, and the Giants gave up 7 in Dallas, 7 against Dallas. So, I mean, if you're going to ask me, will a repeat nightmare for the Giants offensive line be on the way? I don't think so. You know, Wink Martindale is going to call on his defensive superstars to play at a high level. You know, loss in last week's loss was that cornerback, Deontay Banks, who had a strong showing in his regular season debut. Trey Hawkins III had a rough go, but I feel like he'll have a fantastic chance to bounce back against the Cardinals. So that's my second reason. My third reason. Here's my third reason why the Giants could win this game. We'll win this game. Joshua Dobbs is the Cardinals' starting quarterback. I mean, look. With the utmost amount of respect for this guy, there's no chance the Giants can lose to a quarterback of his caliber. You know, look, this guy, Josh Dobbs, is a great guy. Don't get me wrong. But realistically, he isn't a starting quarterback. This is something the Giants just have to take advantage of in this game for today. I mean, in his entire career, where he's only started 3 times, he's completed 61 of his 98 pass attempts for 543 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions, while fumbling a ridiculous 7 times. We already mentioned how good the Giants defense looked against Dak Prescott, so it's fun to imagine what they do to a quarterback of Joshua Dobbs' caliber. I mean, one thing the defense must do better, though, is rushing the passer. If the pass rush can make Dobbs panic early on, the Giants could force him to make some mistakes and possibly turn the ball over. This would give the Giants all the momentum they need to take. You know, to take over the game, similar to how the Cowboys did last week. Look at it. Dobbs is prone to making mistakes, and the Cardinals offense is not going to help him. You know, the Cardinals offense ain't going to help him out there. You know, the Cardinals failed to score an offensive touchdown last week, and this is something the Giants defense must take advantage of if they wish to win. So, that's my third reason. And my last reason, my fourth reason, is here's so that's my third reason why I feel like the Giants will win. here's my last reason why I feel like we'll win. Daniel Jones will learn from his mistakes and play well. You know, and look at everyone killed Daniel Jones. Everyone, all the Daniel Jones haters, the media, everyone just they just enjoyed talk. You know, the media had all week to the media had a great week all week. They trashed Daniel Jones, and it's just ridiculous. Daniel Jones was not the reason the Giants lost. He was actually the reason why they almost scored a touchdown. You know, the offensive line couldn't protect them. Receivers couldn't get open. If there's one thing Daniel Jones messed up at was, you know, throwing a bad pass that was intercepted. But other than that, this wasn't Daniel Jones' fault. Players couldn't catch pass, and I understand the weather was horrible. But there's no, you know, like players couldn't drop catch passes. That pass to Saquon should have caught that, but he drops it, and they call it an interception. You know, the offensive line couldn't protect him. Everything about the Giants was, it was messy. You know, what are you going to expect them to do? You know, you're going to expect them to levitate down the field? Like, no. I think Daniel Jones, look at it. It's week one. I think Daniel Jones will bounce. Daniel Jones will bounce back. I mean, look, last week we saw this guy resort back to making some of the mistakes he made in the past, and that had fans questioning either he was the Giants franchise quarterback. I mean, the two interceptions against the Cowboys were rough to see, especially the one he tossed to Stephon Gilmore. Daniel Jones had no business letting that pass fly. You know, I mean, with a week of practice and learning from his week one mistakes, look for a much better version of Daniel Jones facing off against the Cardinals. The Giants need this, as they only rely on Saquon so often. Hopefully, for the sake of both of them, the offensive line will actually hold up this week. You know, Daniel Jones has played with a poor offensive line his entire career. I mean, even in his college career. I mean, don't get me started with how the offensive line's looking Duke. You know, so this kid, he's used to playing with trash. You know, let's hope Evan Neal isn't what people say he is. Let's hope and pray that we can get the Evan Neal we all draft. Let's hope we can get the Evan Neal that we all came to see. Let's see the Evan Neal that threw opposing defenders like they're rag dolls. You know, but there's no question that this guy has played with a poor offense. He's been playing with trash all his entire career. You know, now he's gonna have an opportunity to make plays with guys like Darren Waller, Paris Campbell, Darius Slayton, Jalen Hyatt. You know, Wando Robinson whenever he gets back healthy. However, they can't continue to play as poorly as he did against the Cowboys. Considering that the Cardinals had 6 sacks against the Commanders last week, that could be a problem. With Andrew Thomas, his status is up in the air for this one. His absence could be a major problem for Daniel Jones. There are a few excuses outside of the offensive line for this guy not to be successful this week. Look at, he's making big time money, so it's time for him to make some huge plays and lead the Giants to what should be an easy win. If Daniel Jones has another day to forget, then the haters will be out in full force, especially after he only tossed for only 104 yards last week with the 2 interceptions I just mentioned. Look, luckily, I think Daniel Jones will be much better this week. I believe he'll be much better going into this game and power the Giants to a strong victory. So that's my last reason. And yeah, guys, Those are my four reasons why the New York Giants will take down the Arizona Cardinals in their week 2 matchup. And yeah, guys, that's all I gotta say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys about that one. But so far, that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants, or more, you know, or more lists if I can think of any, or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. But until then, guys, I'm out. Let's watch some football. Peace.